When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. I'm Alexis. Miss Shannon.
Hello,
Kenny. All with you this morning. Happy Friday. Jason and Don, both on vacation. Jace will be back Tuesday.
Yes.
And Don will be back on Monday. And actually, Jason will be back just in time for a special broadcast, because we have a virtual broadcast that's coming up with Voyage Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And you can donate online. You can also, they have four locations that you can drop off toys. Of course, we'll make sure that we get them to the children and family at the Ronald McDonald House just in time for the holidays. We have a lot more broadcasts coming up. Make sure you check out mytalk1071.com, keyword Santa, for details and more.
And so I know we're going to get to your friend's letter about Santa, but we encourage people to go ahead and tweet us if they had any funny ones. So Amanda showed us. Amanda showed us one. She said that her four-year-old had asked for a pirate set, but he wrote the T sideways and actually asked for a pirate sex. Whole different thing. Cardi B would probably approve. So, yeah.
Probably.
It's so cute. Like, so you can go ahead and see that. They tweet, Amanda tweeted us. So that is adorable. He's like, yes, okay, we get what you mean.
Yes.
And I like this one. They say that every year their seven-year-old tells Santa every year, I've been good, but could be better. It's like, so Amanda says every year, 7 years, like, Close enough, right, Santa?
Yeah.
I'm in there.
The majority of the time, I'm good. Come on now. Give me a gift.
Exactly. We're good. I earned the Legos. Bring those Legos.
So, oh, I love that.
Well done. So thanks for sharing. Anybody else, you can hit us up.
Yes, or email the show, too, at mytalk1071.com. Mm-hmm. So my friend Liz, she sent this this letter that her daughter wrote. I believe she's 8. She could be 9, but, you know, little still, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is so sweet. She's the oldest, so she wrote for her two sisters and for her mom as well.
Yes.
So here's what she said. Dear Santa, I want a Fitbit.
Okay.
Oh.
A Baby Boy Alive doll.
Mm-hmm.
A Barbie style head.
Okay.
A Poopsie. Mm-hmm. Fidgets. Shopkins.
Uh-huh.
Mini brand stays and mini brand food. Mini brand. That must be like little Shopkin things, right?
Okay,
those little
uh-huh.
things. Okay. Mm-hmm. My sisters would like flippy shirts, a baby doll,
uh-huh.
balls, magnetiles, which is a fantastic toy. If you don't know about those, do you have those for Don?
I don't. I'll look them up.
Oh man. It's like, you know, it's like Legos and then magnetiles
gotcha.
Next, mm-hmm. if you ask me. And a car seat. That's what our sisters want.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. My mom.
Yes.
Would like a maid. And an arm lift.
She's been listening to the adult conversation.
An arm lift?
Yeah. Her mom's all like, these things, this chicken wing is not working for me. The chicken wing is not working for me. I love my chicken wings. I earned these chicken wings. So I'm like, I like the maid. We all... That is a good, yes. Well done.
I just remember, like, yeah, don't we all?
We all
she's
want
like,
a maid.
And Botox, and a nap, and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am down with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We all need a maid, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like thinking, wow, we're tipping them, but I'm like, I need one in the first place.
Oh, you should do that, Alexis. Like,
yeah.
I have someone come from Vividly Clean once every 2 weeks.
Oh,
and it was
nice.
One of those things where you're like, okay, I only have so much time. And my house is never, it's not dirty, but it's messy. It's very lived in.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have somebody come and do the corners and scrub behind the things and mop and all these things. It's just stuff that I wasn't getting to because
yeah.
I'm always tidying. We have a kid. So I'm constantly running around him cleaning up that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, when do I have time to deep clean anything?
Yeah,
because no, it's just like I'm too busy doing the tidying up every day. So that was one of the things I gave my present to myself
yeah.
a couple of years ago.
That's a good present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to do that.
Yes, it will.
I'll ask Santa for that this
yes.
year.
I think you should. So,
the
Kenny,
internet.
if you got to put something on your Christmas list to Santa, what would you like if your kid was still writing your letters?
Yeah.
What do you hope they want to write on it?
For me?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do I want?
Yeah.
Well, it costs just under $300. It's mm-hmm. Electric or battery operated grease gun.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
yeah,
all right.
My DeWalt. I looked up on, all of my stuff. I just buy my own Christmas presents.
Of course you do,
because
it's very particular, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I don't actually go to the store with an agenda. I just walk around and go, oh, that's it.
Okay. All right, I like that. Whatever the spirit
moves
you.
I heard you guys were going to do this. I just Googled funny Christmas letters to
Santa.
Oh,
what'd you find? Mm-hmm.
Oh, the internet is full of them.
Oh, yes. Hilarious.
Oh.
You have a favorite?
Santa. Dear Santa, you better bring my pony this year or there will be consequences.
Because that's what Santa needs, threats. Right? That's what's going to work.
Dear Santa.
What kind of pony?
I don't want the other 9 things on my list I sent my father. I only want the puppy. Every time I think about not getting a puppy, it makes me sadder and sadder. I just want one little puppy. Just one. All I'm asking for is one little puppy. Perhaps a Labrador, a German Shepherd, or a Husky. Thank you. If I discover a puppy in a box under the tree, thank you. Love, Emily.
Aww, Emily. And I bet you Emily did not get that puppy.
Like, yeah.
Because her parents are like, you are not getting this puppy.
Maybe a little plushie?
Exactly. It's like semantics, but this is what you get. It's an interpretation.
Santa, I'm so sorry for what I did in the past. And thank you for all the Christmas letters you sent me. I love it. But what I want for Christmas this year is $53 billion.
What?
please write another letter this year. I love you.
Specific. Very specific.
Mama wants that too.
Amen.
Dear Santa, I don't know what this kid, this sounds like a letter I would write. Santa, I just want you to know I love big butts and I cannot deny. That is what I wanted you to know. He didn't even ask for anything.
Just so you know, Santa, I like big butts.
I wonder if there's a Kids Bop version of that song. If that, and that's what he's listening to.
Oh, this one just came in from Sarah. Uh-huh. Dear Santa, I don't believe in you.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
But my mom's making me write this note. So if you could tell the elves to make a G.I. Joe jet, that would be great.
You know what? Some people, they do, life gets real for some little kids fast.
Seriously, the only thing I ask for, and I do it every year, and I learned this from my grandpa, I want long underwear and I want warm socks. That's all I want.
You ask for that?
Yeah, that's all
You've
I want.
You've done that your whole life?
No, I'd say the last 15 years.
That's a drag.
And it finally occurred to me, I don't need all this other
dumb
crap you're giving me that I'm not going to use. I don't need a tin of peanuts or whatever it is.
I feel like I just buy my own peanuts.
They're not expensive, just long underwear and warm socks, and I'm happy. Okay. And I truly am happy.
Right, because then you know it's coming every year.
Yeah.
So you like, see?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma used to live by that when we were kids, too. She'd take a six-pack of granny panties and split them up between my sister and my cousins and me. And my sister's younger than me, but all of our cousins are older than us, so they'd be the oldest cousin size. So mine wouldn't fit for like 4 or 5 years.
You gotta grow into them.
Hanging on to them, just taking up room. Using them as dust cloths until you get around to using them.
Yes! Get one panty. I'm like, Grandma, thanks.
Right. And you have to be grateful because Grandma got it for you.
Right. And now I'd give anything to get granny panties from Grandma Mona. You know, you think about it. And it's a useful gift, you're right, Kenny.
Yeah.
And it's memorable because it's like she split up a six pack.
I am a big fan of giving what people say they actually want. So if Kenny, you legitimately want that, that's fine. But if you're doing it just because you don't want to inconvenience people, then I don't think that's fair either.
I want them.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody made a mistake, though, a couple of years ago and bought me a pair of women's long underwear, and there's no vent in them. So I got my knife out. I got my knife out and made my own vent.
Yes.
But the vent in male boys, it's kind of like an envelope. It folds over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But when you cut a hole in it, it just...
It folds open.
It's just
open
there.
Open all the time.
And it's always out.
Right. You have to darn around. You have to darn around the new opening so that it doesn't continue.
Yes. So you have to be really careful with the zipper.
Or really have a lot of fun with the roommate. Just walk around. Whoops.
Like, this is what we do.
What's up, baby?
I've done that.
Yes. Just walking around the roommate.
Somebody's
going,
looking at you.
What's up, baby?
It's like, could you please park your anaconda somewhere else, Kenny? What are you doing? I'm just trying to eat cereal.
That's Mix-a-Lot, isn't it? That's Mix-a-Lot, isn't it?
My anaconda don't
want none unless you got buns on.
Right.
Back to with that little boy.
Right.
Old Santa.
Killing me. I like this one. So Panda said that her parents finally told her that Santa, who came to their Korean adoptee parties every year, was her Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, I was 21 when they told me, and I still felt so betrayed.
Oh, my God.
You're just like, oh, no. My whole childhood was a lie.
Oh, shoot. Dang it. Oh, let's end this with a cute email from Michelle. She says that one year her niece asked for a big box of love for Christmas.
Oh.
So her sister-in-law asked the family to write on paper hearts something that they loved about her. And then she put them all into a giant box, wrapped it up, and when she opened it on Christmas morning, she hung them all over her room.
Oh, that's cool. Beautiful.
Isn't that cute?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something you can say forever.
Spread some cheer. Yes. Love it. Love it.
Oh, yes. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Time for the dirt with Elizabeth Reese.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Hello.
Happy Friday. It's great to be with you guys on this. I'm ready for a Friday. I've got a jam day, and then I'm ready for Friday. So I hope everybody else is, too.
Just sounds like it.
Get
to
through
the races. Here
yeah,
we go.
This is it. Alec Baldwin is making tons of headlines today because of this interview he did with George Stephanopoulos. So this is now going all over to every single place and, every outlet. Alec Baldwin insisting he is not to blame for the fatal shooting of Halyna Hutchins on the set of Rust. Halyna Hutchins was a cinematographer. She was just in her 40s. She's a mom. And she was killed when the gun that Alec Baldwin was holding went off.
Right.
A live round was in the gun, shot her, killed her, and also wounded director Joel Souza. So here's what Alec Baldwin said, that there's only one question that needs to be resolved, just one. Where did the live round come from? He said someone put a live bullet in the gun, a live bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property. Someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me. So it was an hour-long interview. He was very emotional, breaking down, and he was talking about the shooting, which he says is the worst thing that's ever happened to him. I think that is definitely agreeable.
Right.
Yes.
But I mean, we played part of it and we're listening to the clips, and I found it very distasteful the way that he was dodging blame in this particular way.
Yeah.
It really kind of turned my stomach the more I listened to him talk.
He's talking about the moments leading up to the shooting as they worked on capturing the best angle for a scene in which he claimed he was never meant to pull the trigger. He was only meant to cock the gun back. And he said he was assured the gun was a cold gun by the assistant director who handed him the weapon. And then they were practicing different motions and angles. You know, one thing that I thought was interesting, and I'll be clear, I didn't watch the entire thing. I've been watching clips of it this morning, so I didn't watch it in its entirety. But, you know, it seems a little interesting how you can, like, perfectly say, this is what he said, this is what she said, this is what I said, this is what happened. Because think about, like, our life, right? Like, you know, we talk to each other. Like, I can't remember exactly what I just said or how I said it 5 minutes before we were just on the air, you know? Like, I can't.
Yes.
That's so true.
It seemed very disingenuous and very staged.
The one thing about it is it does feel like, there's a coping mechanism here, right? I mean, we tell ourselves a story about what happened in all sorts of different things. And there's that whole, you know, philosophy about memories and how we can kind of shift our own memory and we can actually make our brains believe that something is true, even though it isn't true based on what we tell ourselves or based on what we hear from other people. I give you Brian Williams.
Yes.
Pora Hemplo. There you go.
Pora Hemplo, yes.
That's for, that means, for example, in Spanish, you guys, I'm just bringing in a little bit of Espanol this morning.
Which we like the international flavor.
Thank you very much, Shannon.
Yes,
but very much so. My first thought was, who's that? Like, poor
I, well, I missed that story. But I agree with you, Elizabeth, that it is very, like, I was disappointed in George Stephanopoulos for setting up this softball interview for Alec Baldwin. And it's recentering the whole conversation on, well, somebody's in trouble, but not me.
Yeah.
When we're in the middle of an investigation. And it may come out that he's partially to blame for the fact because he was one of the producers on the set. Yeah. So it's partially his job to make sure that the set, that that certain protocols are followed.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. So I get why he wanted to do this interview, of course, but it's deflecting at this point. I found very distasteful.
I thought it was more damning than anything.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like the Prince Andrew interview, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Or the R. Kelly interview.
Yes. Yes. Otro Ejemplos.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Other examples.
Yes.
I don't know if that was quite right. I only made it till eighth grade in Spanish.
Yes. See me, amiga. Good.
Yes.
See
thank you. Amiga. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Adele is talking about why she cannot watch The Real Housewives. And she says, this is pretty funny. So she was on a YouTube tutorial and she said, I know a lot of people love it, but I can't. My brain will die. I can't.
Summed up Adele.
She did say, I don't know who any of them are, so I don't feel like I can start from the beginning when it's been on for so long. And she just said, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't work for me. I'm not going to be able to do it. I think that was pretty funny. My brain will die.
Right. Uh-huh. Which, those of us who do watch on occasion, we know our brain is dying. We still watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys know, I quit a few years ago, and I used to watch them all.
Yeah,
and then it was just like, one day it was done. It was actually after I returned from a trip to Africa. It was life-changing.
You're like, I need to redirect my energy.
Ghana gave me many gifts, and one of them was my time back when I no longer watched.
Well done.
No longer watched Real Housewives. I just
Girls
hit the
trip
point.
One is kind of worth it, though. It was where they mash up the different casts, the recent one.
Okay.
That one's pretty fun, and if you're just looking for something light, but I completely understand some of the, especially the new cast, where you just don't care about any of them. It's just too much.
That's the only reason I liked. I only watch the episodes that Alexis and Jason tell me to watch. I watch it episode by episode because I don't know who they are either. But that's the only reason that I can watch it, because I don't have to care.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm going this, I do not have to be emotionally invested in this at all. That's when I tap in.
Well, you have some of the best insights anyway, because you don't have the connections with them from previous episodes.
Right.
You can really watch it objectively.
Yeah, you totally can. Mm-hmm. I agree. Demi Lovato saying, I'm no longer California sober. I'm sober sober.
Yes.
I don't mean to laugh. I just didn't really know the term California sober.
Well, they made a big deal when they said it before, and a lot of people were talking about the fact that that was not good from a, even just to talk about being California sober makes it very difficult on other people who are legitimately sober.
It means that you choose to use marijuana, but you remain sober from alcohol. So if you hear the term this holiday season, then at least you're in the know, and Demi Lovato is sober, sober, not California sober. There you go, everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the way to be.
You guys have a great day. It was a nice time to start my day with you, and now I'm going to hit my marathon.
Go, run,
you got this, Elizabeth. It's your chance to crush live. We'll be right back.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Dawn. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
Introverted can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Because I blacked out.
All right. Happy Friday, everyone. It's December 3rd. Working things out here. You know how we do.
Exactly.
It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Ms. Shannon, Kenny, all with you this morning. Jason and Dawn both on vacation today. And we have some live shows, some casting, some different things to tell you about.
Right.
Shannon, what's going on with the Ricardos?
You know, I really thought I was going to be able to go see Being the Ricardos next week at a preview screening. And now I think I might have to wait until it actually comes out on Prime Video just because the week's getting crabby. But I was watching, because Nicole Kidman has been making the rounds talking about the film.
Oh, yeah.
And how she was really concerned that she wasn't going to be able to do Lucille Ball justice. Like, when she got cast, she's like, okay, I made good choices. I'm going to do this movie. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, what did I just agree to?
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah. And the people
were
really concerned.
That's a real fear because people love Lucy.
Right.
And, you know, Nicole's, she's been out there. She's kind of not oversaturated because she is a very talented actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it felt like for a while she was everywhere. And would we compare her and her character or to her other characters?
Right. Because
that was my fear.
I think there's sometimes when we have certain actors, and Nicole Kidman has throttled back from this, but she was almost to the point that you couldn't see past the fact that she was Nicole Kidman.
Right.
And so when she was playing other characters that weren't an actual person, I think it was easier to kind of go, okay, I get it. But were we going to see Nicole Kidman or are we going to see Lucille Ball? And I think that was part of the issue too. And it's a similar thing, I think, when we have like a Will Smith in a film now, where you're going, can I get past the fact that you're Will Smith? He's a really good actor, but it's hard to ignore that it's Will Smith.
That's so true, because he has such a big personality.
Absolutely.
And now with his memoir and all the stuff that we know about his personal life, it's hard not to go, that's Will Smith.
Right.
And it versus, well, because didn't he just play Venus and Serena's dad?
Dad, yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder, although I do want to see that movie, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to see that, too.
Yeah,
that looks fantastic.
And she, you know, back to Nicole Kidman, she's getting great reviews.
Yes.
On her portrayal of Lucy. And we also know that her daughter approved of both her and Javier Bardem playing her dad.
So it sounds like everything worked out, but it was really, I mean, and that has to be hard whenever you hear a casting announcement and there's this backlash. As the actor, that's got to be really tough where you're here, because that happens often enough where we're like, you know, and we just all turn on them before they even get this, you know, the movie's not even done. And we're already like, it's not going to be right.
Right. And especially when people are saying, hey, it should be Deborah Messing.
Yes.
Because remember, she did the live in front of a studio audience.
Right.
And played Lucy, which there's news about that, too.
Oh, okay.
So that's Jimmy Kimmel's live in front of a studio audience. Mm-hmm. They're doing The Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
Ah, okay.
And that will be next Tuesday, December 7th at 8:30 on ABC. So they're doing The Facts of Life, and we know the cast now.
Oh, okay.
The
I'm
newest
ready.
Addition is Jon Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're billing him in as a surprise role.
Huh.
So, not sure what that is, but we do know that Jennifer Aniston is playing Blair. Isn't that perfect?
Yes, I like that. Okay.
Gabrielle Union's playing Tootie.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Tootsie.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
Who's Natalie?
Tootie. Natalie is Alison Tolman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Joe is played by Katherine Hahn.
Oh,
perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
And
who's Mrs. Garrett?
Mrs. Garrett is Anne Dowd.
Oh.
From Handmaid's Tale.
Okay. Because there's
She's
not
a
lot of male characters.
No.
And so, I mean, is it George? Whoever George Clooney used to play?
Oh, would that be so special for John?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Different Strokes also. So another recreation. I love that they do this. They pick an episode and they just recreate the whole thing. It's really great. John Lithgow.
Oh, is this
with
like
playing Mr. Drummond?
I got that.
They did it for Fast Times, right?
They did it. Was it I Love Lucy?
Okay.
Wait a second. Was it Fast Times?
They don't do a whole episode, do they? I seem to remember Shia
LaBeouf did one?
Shia LaBeouf?
Playing the Sean Penn role.
Ah.
And it was like a table reading, basically.
Yeah, the live in front of a studio audience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did the Jeffersons, and they did All in the Family.
Huh.
Remember Jamie Foxx played George?
No.
You're thinking of... You're thinking of the live reads around the table.
Right, and this is the one where they actually do it in... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they act it out. They do it right on the set. And yep. So that should be really fun.
Right.
I'm excited to see how everybody gets together and how that comes out.
It gives you a little nostalgia feel if you like those shows. They're really fun to watch them recreate it and go, oh, I do remember watching that. Yeah.
Oh, back to Different Strokes. Here's the rest of the cast. So we have John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond. We have Kevin Hart is playing Arnold.
I like that.
Perfect.
And Damon Wayans is playing Willis.
Uh-huh.
And then Mrs. Dowd. And Dowd will come back as Mrs. Garrett for that one as well. So... it's great.
Hart's going to get a standing ovation the second he says, what you talking about, Willis?
Oh, absolutely. That's all we want to hear. All we want to hear.
Yeah.
So true. So true.
And then he'll look at the camera, too.
You know, when I was little, I kind of, like, the person that people said that I used to look like was Arnold.
Oh!
Which is not good for a little black girl's psyche when she's eight. But, you know, but everybody, like, I had my little Afro puffs and people would always come up to me because I had, like, round cheeks and stuff, and they would literally ask me to say, what you talking about, Willis? Like, on a regular...
Did you do it?
Yes!
Or did you slap him?
It was like, what you talking about, Willis? Like, you just get over it.
You should have given him a little red fox or something, just the whole other direction. You need to wash your...
I don't think I knew Red Fox when I was eight. My mom was cool, but she wasn't that cool. Yeah. She wasn't like, here, listen to my old Red Fox albums. And it would have been an album. My mom had like the albums.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So because I remember listening to Bill Cosby albums and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She had the album. She wasn't. I'm sure she had the Red Fox album, and she wasn't like, here.
Yeah, they're hidden.
No.
You don't want the kids to hear that.
No. She was not going to sit there. Like, she's like, you stay over there with Bill Cosby albums.
Yeah.
Just talk about Noah. Like, kind of thing. And whatever signature bit he had at the time before we knew that he was what we know now.
Oh, yeah.
So, everybody would come up to me and go, say what you're talking about, Will. I'm like, oh, my God. Every Thanksgiving, I got to say.
You just get it over with quick.
Right.
Like, I know what you're going to ask. Okay.
Yes. What you talk about, Willis? And they would just go, oh, my God, this is so great. And I'm like, this is not great.
Yeah.
None of this is great.
Is that on tape somewhere? Can we just play that on repeat somewhere?
God, no.
I want to see that. Don't you, Kenny? What's great about this live in front of a studio audience is that Norman Lear is involved, Jimmy Kimmel, also Kerry Washington and Will Ferrell.
Ooh.
Oh, Justin Theroux and Jim Burrows. They're all executive producers.
Oh, okay.
So you know it's always, good.
Yes.
At least they're trying.
There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of good talent and money behind it, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of talented folks, Donna and Steve, they're setting up right now for their Santa stop today at Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you stop by to say, hey.
Right.
They're collecting toys and donations for the families and kids at Ronald McDonald House, and we'll get them to them in time for the holidays. All you need to do is go to mytalk1071.com. There's a whole wish list there that you can pick from. Of course, money is good, too.
Right.
Just type in keyword Santa. And, of course, stop by and say hey to Donna and Steve. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. And Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. MyTalk107.1.com. And of course, get that app, tap that app, tell your friends. We go anywhere with you, okay?
Yes.
Just do it already, all right? There's prizes in there for you, and you get points, and you can jam with us. As
carry
we do every
us in
day
your pocket.
Here.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Carry us in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and Dawn are on vacation, and Dawn will be back on Monday. She's staying in a haunted house tonight and then going to a wedding.
Oh.
And Jason's in New York City, so there's going to be lots of stories when they come back. So, Miss Shannon, thanks for hanging out with
Kenny
and me
this morning. Oh, my pleasure.
talked about a lot of things. Letters to Santa, tipping, we've got barbecue sauce, we've got a whole bunch. So make sure you check our podcast. Of course, we've got a couple podcasts from you.
Fine
folks.
Yes.
Your podcast?
It's Be Our Geek. So my friend Jayton Satie and I talk about all the geekly goodness going out there with the pop culture spin. Mm-hmm. We are doing a new episode this week where we're talking to my friend Maggie Ferris, the very funny comedian.
Hilarious.
Yes. And so we're talking to her. She also just dropped a web series, DIY Kit Yourself, is what it is. So you can check that out and go to her website. So we're excited to talk to her about all the shows that she has going on and some other nerdly related goodness. And so that new episode will be out next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could be that professional.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, let me ask. Kenny, your podcast, new episode just came out. Mm-hmm. Want to tell us about yours?
Yeah.
I have no idea what we talked about. it's the most unprofessional podcast you'll ever encounter. It's to steal a line from Seinfeld, it's about nothing. it's just us talking about dumb stuff. I have no idea why anybody would want to listen. It has no mass appeal. I mean, I can understand why people from the other podcast I work on, Garage Logic, or people who listen to my talk, I can understand why they might tune in just to, you know,
see what you're doing. Okay.
But we've got no shot at being global. We're regional at the very best.
Too funny.
And it's actually the Dawn McClain podcast, because it's Dawn as we know her off the air.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yes.
And she's really good. Dawn is a fascinating person to me.
Right.
She is.
And last week, Dawn didn't want to be there, didn't want to be at work, was crabby, was upset with herself, and it was awesome. She's just... it's just awesome. So,
and your reactions too.
Yeah, no, never mind me. if you want to know what Dawn's like, listen to the podcast. That's the best I can do.
All right.
She's an amazing human.
Right. Yeah. And we agree. So go ahead and give it a listen. And
the name again. If you don't want to, that's fine too. News from the Krabby Coffee Shop.
There we go.
Yes. At garagelogic.com. Right.
Thanks, Shannon. I don't think I mentioned the name.
No, you didn't. That's why I was trying to help.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon.
Did you say the name? I can't remember.
No, you did not. But now we know. News from the Krabby Coffee Shop at garagelogic.com. Check it out. And you can find Be Our Geek if you go to our website. Go to mytalk107.com. Just look for the keyword and you go to our podcast and it's there.
Yes. So, yeah. Now that tease could have jumped the shark, but we've got something else.
Yes, exactly.
I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jumped the shark.
I'm going to explain to Alexis why her husband was flipping out in the other room last night, and she was like, "What's going on?" And so, what it was is that I used to
like how I didn't even bother to ask.
No, you're just
he's freaking out up there. I don't know what's going on.
Here's
my stuff.
He was freaking out because Angel is a big NBA fan, knows everything about what's going on in the NBA. Yeah. Last night, the most amazing thing happened. It was the worst loss ever suffered in NBA history, and it happened last night. It was a 152-79 beatdown.
Ouchie!
The Memphis Grizzlies pummeled the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, and it was just embarrassing. And both of them were like playing without their big stars. So both teams. But Memphis shot an astounding 62.5% from the field.
Whoa.
The Grizzlies bench, their players from their bench outscored the entire Thunder roster. Is what happened.
They went deep bench.
Yes. And so even if you look at like the Memphis Grizzlies Twitter account, they're like 60 pieces of honey and scoring and still scoring. And yo, we just keep scoring. Like they had nothing else. It would just go on.
Just rub it in a little bit more.
Right. Gotcha, and so my favorite response is from the Oklahoma City Thunder's Twitter account. So here's what they just said. Regroup and back at it Monday.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like onward and upward. Right. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
It's all up from here.
Isn't it funny, though? They were so far ahead, they went to the bench and the deep bench, and they just kept scoring and scoring and scoring.
So they didn't even try to. They did the chivalrous thing to do, which is take your starters out. You know, yeah. Take your starters out, that's everybody true. Else go. So yeah. They're like, okay, we're not trying to just run this up, but that has got to, if you're a professional NBA player, and I know you get paid a lot of money to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But if you're getting beat down like this, there has got to be like the 16-year-old kid in you that just wants to go home. Just wants to take your,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just walk off. And you're like, man, like, can we just stop? Right. Yeah. Like, okay, we get it. Gosh. Can we stop? Because there's no, like, that 10-1 rule we used to play when we were kids where there's, like, you're clearly right. winning, yes. just stop playing.
Right,
there's
or, not- like, park league baseball right. or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, where they're like, okay, we get it. It's everybody brutal. Can just go, just make it, just everybody back to the locker room.
Well, they need a throw-in-the-towel rule
yes,
where the coach
should.
Can just give up.
Yes.
They should have that. I was a soccer ref for most of high school
mm-hmm.
in the summers, and it was for, like, 10 to 12-year-olds. And there were some games. You know, there's, like, mm-hmm. that one kid that's, like, so good, right?
Right.
He just
right.
dribbles around everyone, and everybody else is just running toward the ball. They don't stay in their positions. And then by, like, the 20th goal, you're just like,
can we stop?
And it's just feels so bad.
Right. It's got to be one of those where you have to get to your point where you're telling your players, stop playing effectively? Like, what are they supposed to say?
Right.
Because they...
Well, going to the bench didn't help. They should have, like, put in the trainer, the water guy, the water gal.
Some people,
get
some
people
fans
out
in
the
front
audience.
Row, right.
Are there cheerleaders? I mean, anybody, yeah.
Anybody that was doing, like, the half-court game at the thing, the people that right. were just going to shoot the basket at
the
half-court.
The announcer. Or make, right. make a rule, you have to do the Kenny shot. You can't just do a layup. You have to bounce it off the floor and into
right.
the basket.
That's yeah. just hard on both sides because I'm sure Memphis is like, what do you want us to do? We're not just trying to run up. We didn't expect that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, it was supposed to be a close game.
They
like,
just blindfolded them.
Exactly. All of the projections said that it was going like, to be a game that was going to be about 107 to 104
yeah.
from on Memphis's side. Nobody thought that they were going to beat them down like
it's got to be like the Harlem Globetrotters, right?
Yes.
They're just
oh my gosh.
Running circles around
right.
them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, those guys
oh,
are
my
cool.
God. And there's just a picture of, like, you know, the, a Thunder player just standing there like, man,
I wish I wasn't here right now.
If I had a teleporter, I would leave.
If
I
was a
gone.
Thunder player, I'd just take my cell phone and I'd just be out on the court walking back and forth talking to somebody.
And
yeah,
you
I'm
can't
supposed
do
to be
that.
Playing defense.
And
but,
you're
you
supposed
know.
To be professional.
Oh,
like exactly. Like you're trying to sit there and keep your decorum because they're like, you're a professional and you're uh-huh. this. That's rough, man.
Oh, it
so
is.
So now go home to Angel that you know why
yeah,
he was shouting.
Why. He was like howling like a hyena. I'm like, what is going on up there? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, good to see you guys. Have a great weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ms. Shannon, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. Kenny, have a great weekend.
Yep.
And everyone else, yeah. You be you.
Yes.
Great day, great weekend. Donna and Steve up next. Remember, they're live at a Santa Stop at Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound.
Bye.